Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to Lizzie T Radio Show. We're here another day, and we have, as always, pretty amazing guests. We have a special, special guest that is calling in tonight to talk about their career, to talk about their lives, and to talk about what they'd love to do the most, which is singing. And we're so delighted, and I don't know why, we're attracting singers, and we're attracting people that are into spirituality. So tonight, not the least, we have an amazing guest, and his name is Deli Hoskey. And Deli Hoskey is a blues artist. Oh, I love blues, and especially gospel blues. And he has a long career. He's now in his 60s, everyone. So there you go. You have it. Who can ever tell me that cannot do the anything in their 60s? Well, they're totally wrong. And he is releasing his latest album, and it's titled Why Me. Now, Deli has performed with some of the best entertainments in the gospel jazz industry, including the Five Blind Boy, Shirley Caesar, and Five Saints, where he was born, where he was on the road with them for a short time. So we are hoping that our guest can call in soon, because we're delighted. We're really, really anxious to know what he has to say and what his career is all about. But before I bring him on, I just wanted you to hear some of his amazing music. And this is Deli Hoskey, everyone.
Why me? Why me? Lord, why me? Why me? Why not? Somebody help me. was right. I didn't know what I was doing would make everyone around me feel uptight. Even my so-called friend, yeah, don't turn me down. And the one I thought I had in my corner,
folks. That was the beautiful, beautiful song from Dolly Hosky. And unfortunately, he hasn't called us in yet. And I know that he mentioned that he would probably have a show to do Saturday night. Obviously, Saturday nights are blues and artists. But I think he is calling in right now. So just one second. Hello, hello, and welcome to Lizzie T Radio Shark. Is this Deli?
Yes, it is.
Oh, fantastic. Guess what? I just play your song, Why Me. It's a beautiful, beautiful song, and I was just grooving here. So thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for giving me this song to play, because I was just flying here. Thank you so much for calling in. So how are you doing this evening?
Oh, so far, so good. God, I'm just hanging, taking one day at a time.
Right.
And I'm glad you like my sound.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's great. It's great. And so let's talk about your career, and let's talk about you. Let's talk about what you like to do, which is singing, and you're an amazing artist, and I've already given to the listeners your background. So what made you start singing? What gives you the high? Why did you decide to go in that aspect in your life? What made you choose that as a career? Singing? Why singing? Why not acting? Why not?
Oh, okay. Well, singing is I would say it's a gift. It's something I've been
it
doing
is,
all
definitely.
My life. I've been doing all my life. I started out in the church with, you know, with my father and stuff like that. It's something I just love to do. On the other hand, like a lot of people write books and one thing or another, and I choose to sing and get my message out that way. You know, it's a part of me. It's part of my everyday life, something I do all the time.
Right, and that's what you love to do. And you said, you know what, this is what I'm going to deliver my message is by singing. And you do it really well. I love your website. I have it on Blog Talk Radio for everybody that is listening to link to you. And I've also seen all your videos in YouTube. So you're pretty complete. You have your website. You have your videos in YouTube with your music. And this is great. Can you tell me how far back you go with your music and your career? How far? When did you start it?
Oh, with the music, I'm thinking, holy Christ. I go way back. I can remember going forward back before I even started school. So pretty much all of my life, I started playing the guitar. My dad always played the guitar, so I just picked up his guitar and I started playing mine. No one ever taught me how to play none of the music. I'm self-taught. Played all the music you hear on my album and on my music. I'm playing all myself.
Right. You were pretty much self-taught.
Yes, yes, pretty much.
Wow.
I can listen to some one time and that's it. And I lay it down, so I just go ahead and play it. Because, you know, what I hear, that's what I play.
So you have the gift of learning by ear.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
And, like me, my music, different from other artists out here, I like all kinds of music. I like gospel, I like rock, I like blues, I like funk, I like jazz. You know, anything that have a message to it, positive message, that's what I like.
Right. Now, we know that the music industry and to be a musician nowadays is very, very competitive. What suggestion would you give to a new upcoming artist nowadays? Because, like I said, it's competitive. Everybody wants to do it. It's a bit easier than what it used to be. I mean, you've been doing it for 60 years now, so you have tons of experience to share with our listeners. And what would you say that you can recommend to someone that wants to become an artist like yourself? What advice would you give?
Well, I would say, first of all, they must have it within first. In order to bring it out, I have to have it within. And stay positive, you know. Number one, not to be a follower, be a leader. Mm-hmm. Number two, do you. Don't try to pattern no one else, or no one that's style, no one singing. Just do what you feel. You know, set the role for yourself. Just like, for instance, I do James Brown, or I do Old Reddy, but they already have theirs. Why should I go behind doing their stuff? Do yourself. Make a name for yourself. You know, and show your talent. They show theirs, you show yours. See what I'm saying there? And basically, if they come out and do positive stuff, that's what people really want to hear. There's so much negative going around today. People get tired of hearing negative stuff, down on one another, gang banging, shooting them up, degrading on each other. You know what I'm saying? If they don't have no influence around them at that time, then fantasize. It's a good thing to fantasize what you would like seeing happen in your future, like to see what happens in the future to come. So just let it out. You know, that's what I usually do when I'm coming up. I play and sing. Most of the stuff that happened with me around my time, you know, some of my recording, my singing, I really explore beyond something that never existed. And down the road, and nine out of ten, what I'm thinking about, it come to pass. It just is a vision. Mm-hmm. I see it, I feel it, and I sing it. And as time come by, and I say, oh wow, I sung it back here 5 years ago. Now I'm seeing what happened right now. It's a vision. You see what I'm saying there? So that's the way I do it. You know, to each his own. But my suggestion to the new artists. Just be themselves, you know.
Great advice, ladies and gentlemen. Great advice. And for the listeners to recap, three things that I picked up from you. Be yourself. Be positive. Let's not get involved with negativity. And people, when they see you successful, they push a lot of negativity, and they're jealous. And so you just got to brush that off and fantasize. And I love this because it's when you visualize yourself being out there and being successful, that is half of the work done because you have imagined yourself doing what you like to do and being out there, being doing what you like to do. So I love that advice. And actually, as a business person myself, those are the three things that I like to do as well. So thank you. This is great. And I'm going to take a little pause, and I'm just going to come back and a couple of words from our sponsor. This is Liz, and we have right now the international artist, Mr. Deli Hosky, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing your name correctly. I'll be right back. This is Liz T, your radio host.
Visit www.jandltphotography.com. That's jandltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at J and LT Photography. Do you know why? Because J and LT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. J and LT Photography are a husband-wife photo team with more than 30 years of experience and innovation in creative imagery production. They offer practical and budget-oriented photography for contemporary lifestyles and families. Book your wedding, boudoir, model photo session, Valentine, events, commercial photography, and much, much more at jandltphotography.com. So contact John or Liz at 647-955-0298 in Toronto and look at a sample of their work on jandltphotography.com. That's www.jandltphotography.com.
Also find them on Facebook.
And we're back. This is Lizzie T, your host at Lizzie T Radio Show. And we're continuing talking to Deli Holowski. Deli, I was able to watch three of your videos on YouTube, and I was very impressed. And the song that I put on this webcast was White Me. This is the title of your recent album. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. The White Me came about. I was sitting down one night after having dinner, just listening to some music tracks that I have put together, and I tried to come up with some lyrics or some, what I'm going to sing to this track. And I run back way back, you know, friends and social that came up down through the years with, and a lot of them made it. Some of them didn't make it. Some are with me today, and some are gone. Mm-hmm. And I thought came to my mind, if they can do it, why not me? You know. So that's where Why Me came from. Then I thought, think about all the negative things that happened to me down through life, the misfortune thing, opportunity. You know, and so I said to myself, I said, well, all the good things that I proposed for myself in life, in return, it came out negative. So why did it happen to me, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to find an answer, you know, to get an answer. So I just started thinking about what's going on with myself. You see, and I feel though a lot of out here today asking up the same questions. I mean, why me? Why this happened to me? Why this happened to me? You know. And then sometimes you have to look deep down inside your soul and ask yourself, well, what could I do different?
Right.
You know, what could I have did different to make a change? You know, and by me being who I am. My background was spiritualism, Christian, as I am a Christian,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a true believer in Christ, and I believe in the Word, and the Word say, you know, you reap what you sow. So I thought of looking back over my life of just the negative thing that I did, and I'm just reaping what I sow, you know. you know what I'm saying? It came back, and once I realize and I see those, then that's when I started getting released. Then I understand why I mean, because I'm only reaping what I sow in the past, so it's coming to the future. So once
right.
that I move on, so we as a human being, we all do that, we get this test, you know, and we don't know why these things are happening, but if you look back on yourself and go back when the tide started turning your life, you find your answer. That's how I found my answer, you know.
That's right. And going back to, ladies and gentlemen, this is going back to what he talked earlier today about being positive. So he basically turned something into a negative experience into something unbelievably positive. You were able to write a song about it. I saw the video, great video, and you know, it's now it's your new album, the cover or the single of your new album. It's a great song. I was just put it on right now for the listeners to have a listen, and I love it. And oh, I'm so proud of you, because instead of you complaining, you just made it into a new experience, a positive experience. This is great. Good for you.
That's very good
for you. And now, we are, for the listeners that are interested in purchasing your album, I understand that you are able to, people are able to buy those songs in U-Tune as well?
Yeah, pretty much, yes. iTunes, U-Tune, Amazon. Matter of fact, anywhere on, out there on the internet, I'll just type in my name, Dele Hosky. If they want to know specific, then they can go to any of my sites. I have lots of sites out there, which you are probably known by now. They can purchase my song, or they can go to my whole webpage, richarddelahosky.com, you know, and they can lead direction from there. You can buy right from there too, you know. They'll tell you
great.
The second you can get it. Yes.
So we have linked his website, DelaHosky.com, into our fan page, listeners. So it's our fan page in Facebook is Lizzie T Radio, and we have linked his website and also this show for people to be able to listen again. And the song is there, so you want to download it as well. I'm thankful so much, Deli, for coming in and calling us and being part of this and sharing your experience and talk about your career and talk about your positive and your negative and turning your life around and working hard and believing in what you do. This is great experience, and that's one of the things I love to interview people, because it teaches me, it teaches all of us, you know, to learn from people like yourself, to turn things around and how they did it. This is why I do this show, is because I love to learn. Before, and I can't believe we only have 5 minutes left, I want you to say your last word, repeat your website, and again, it's been a pleasure to have you as a guest. Anything that you want to say last?
Yes. Next week, the 28th, I'll be back in the studio here in the U.S.
Great.
And doing my next single. Hopefully, if I have time to quit me, I'll be doing my next album. But I do know my manager is telling me, well, we can work on a single and we see what come out from that for this year. So that's the 28th of this month. In Cleveland, Ohio. Of course, my website is DeliHosky.com. And if you want to email me personally, you can do that by going to my website, and that will say email me. So that's why I get my fans to go to the website and email me. In person, I don't have, I don't believe in let others read my mail. I read my own mail. I get a lot of fan mails in, and I take my time, I read it all, and I answer them all.
Good
myself.
For you. Congratulations.
And that keeps me kind of busy. You know, I get
bet.
A lot between the Facebook and the MySpace and all the other sites, you know, and fans.
You're pretty well around on social media there. So that's awesome. It's great that you're keeping up.
Oh, yes. No fan go. If a fan email me, they want to, or whatever they ask for, like a photo or a sound, a song they heard they can't seem to get, I send it to them, to heck with it. I just send it to them. I get a lot
awesome.
Of people tweeting me. I stay busy. You know, and that's what keeps me going, you know, because, you know, people of like I, the young generation, they need to know how they got where they got to. If people like myself made that road for they can come along, you see, And what they usually happen, like I sent to, I'm going to make it very short, to America Got Title, Got Talent, and I sent to their director, their program, or their company. I want to know, I told them it's a good idea if you put some America Got Talent with the legends, like people over 50.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of talented people out here that have been wiped off, don't even, you know, I mean, don't have a chance. It's more, you know, it's harder for a young man. They give us elders something to do, something to keep living far or living to do. They don't
That's
have to
a great
singing.
Idea.
You know, they don't have to be singing. They can do anything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Dance, let's see, but show their talent. We got talent, too.
Absolutely. You
know?
You are so right.
And I said, and they never responded back to them. And I said, look, nothing, but we like the show, I'm talent, too. you know?
Absolutely. That's a great suggestion. I think we should all push for that.
Yeah.
And well, Deli, it was a pleasure and an honor to have somebody like yourself, an international artist, calling us to our radio show here in Canada, Toronto, Canada. Thank you so much. And we'll love to have you back. I know you're going back to the studio on the 28th. For your new album, and please call us back so we can hear more about it and follow up. We will be following up with you to make sure that you're doing okay and you are very successful. And to me, you are already successful, and I know that for yourself, you have accomplished a lot. So thanks again for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and I really appreciate the time that it that I have here to share my message to you.
Absolutely, okay. and you have. Well, thank you so much again.
All right, then. And you
have a good
evening.
Night.
Mm-hmm.
And there you have it, Hope. It was Deli Husky, an international artist, calling all the way from the state here to our humble show in Toronto, Canada. This is your host, Lizzie T. It was great to have you. And I'll leave you with a little bit more of Deli's song. Thank you, and make it a fantastic day.
Why me? Why me? Lord, why me? Why me? Why not do? Why have to go through these changes all the time? Why me? I try to do that, yeah. See?